How do race conditions affect your appetite? Do you start craving or going off foods or flavours during a race?
Very much so. That's one of the challenges of trying to take in nutrition during these races. Especially for myself, basically I'm just not a very good eater or drinker in races. I don't find it easy. I know that when I go into a multi-day race, I'm going to lose a lot of weight during the race because I know I won't come anywhere near balancing my intake with my expenditure. That's not a problem. I mean, the body doesn't regulate weight. It regulates a lot of things, but it doesn't regulate weight, and it doesn't really matter if I'm losing 3 or 4 kilos. In a way, I'm expecting that because simply from the amount of substrate I'm using a lot of stored fat is being used, obviously a lot of glycogen in the liver and the muscles is being used up, and some protein, some muscle is being used as well. That's completely normal. It's what I'm trained to do. It's how the body provides the energy for what I'm doing. Yes, it can be a challenge with the fact that your tastes change, because you may start the race with a favourite drink or favourite food or favourite product of some kind, and then after a period of time, maybe on the second day, third day, your tastes change and you just can't stomach it anymore, you don't want it anymore, and maybe you've brought quite a lot of it with you, and you know, what do you do with it? You've got to cart it home again. So yeah, the changing tastes is a challenge during the races. And what I tend to do now is I take a flavour pack with me, a small pack of very highly flavoured product, things like mustard, raspberry sauce, tomato puree, this sort of really sharp, hard flavour, which I can then add to almost any food. And I find that can help to make meals and snacks stimulating and appetising.